for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
This is tape 2, the balance of the Saturday afternoon, July the 4th, 1987 service with Brother Tom Hodgen. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
That we've been able to have deliverance with personally, there's that feeling that I love you and the hug is there, but there's a certain something there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it does not have to be, there's no such thing as a black man should say to a white man, yes, sir, in the way of as a slavery spirit. Are you with me?
Yes.
Everyone say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
please forgive me,
for the way that my ancestors
treated the black race,
the Indians,
and any foreigners,
or
ethnic groups.
Forgive and cleanse.
And that now our black brother and sister, we're going to stay with them to help them. I renounce a spirit of slavery.
Get out of me.
In Jesus' name. And I believe because we cause it, we might even have it. Move, move, move. Cough. And cough. In the name of Jesus. Good. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Good. Get out of here. Get off this property. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus.
I
renounce. Break and loose myself
and my children
and any children that may be born to me from any and all evil curses, hexes, charms, spells, jinx, voodoo, pacts, agreements, or covenants, pacts, agreements, or covenants made with demons or the devil, black magic, root, you know what root is, brother? Black brother? Root for the black, our brothers and sisters, is a curse, spell, jinx, so forth. I deal with that very much in Atlanta that's there. But it's curse, a type of that. Psychic powers, bewitchments,
witchcraft,
incantations, magic potions, sorcery, all occult. Another demonic bondage put upon me or my family line
by any persons
living or dead.
Get out
in Jesus' name. You move, move, move. Cough and cough and cough. Cough, cough, cough. Good. Say in Jesus' name.
Any other demons in me
related to curses or
spells,
the next time I cough,
the rest of you go
and cough. Out of here, off this property, in Jesus' name. Good. I feel there's somebody here that needs this illustration. We had a couple in Atlanta while we were still living in Florida. They heard we cast out demons. And so they called me and then wrote me. And the man said, I married once and divorced. And he said, no children, but I married my present wife, very much in love. And she's had 3 miscarriages, one right after the other. Go about 3 or 4 months of miscarriage. He said, could this be demonic? And I waited a minute and I said, yes, it is. And he said, what can you do? And I said, next time in Atlanta, I'll come. And so I was there and they came to us. We're going through things. We came to these about curses. You know, you can bring a self-imposed curse upon yourself. If you do something, don't say, dumbbell, you did it again. And don't say to your child, idiot, you act like you didn't have any sense. And 10 out of 9 parents say it sometime or other. Or they say, You don't have a lick of sense. You're the dumbest kid. Why don't you be smart like your sister? Don't you do that. You put it on them. You put a curse upon that child. Especially when it's spoken from authority, father or mother. It goes for preachers, too. Preachers, beware about what you say about your people in your church. You can put a curse on them. It's as much witchcraft as the occult. Well, this boy was dating a girl in high school, and they're having sex relations regularly. One day she said to him, "I missed that time of the month, and you know what I'm talking about? I think I'm pregnant." And he went home, went to his room, slammed the door into his bedroom, and said, "Oh, God, if you don't let her be pregnant, I'll give up my right to be a father." He was a teenager at the time, 3 miscarriages, the first 3 children. So he came against it, he retracted, he took it back, asked God to forgive him and cleanse him. We cast out that curse and broke it. They've had 2 children. Wish I'd thought to bring their pictures. The first one was born with a disease. It took a long time, She became the mascot of our church. You talk about a spoiled child. We carry her on a pillow almost. But she was a miracle child. Then they had a little boy, no problems with him at all. But they lost those 3 because he said, "Oh God." Who's oh God? The devil. The God of this world, the devil. When you pray, you be careful how you pray. Don't get careless about it. Heavenly Father. People say, "Well, should you ever pray to Jesus?" I don't believe he'll be embarrassed or get mad. You say, "Lord Jesus," and then start talking to him. He won't get mad and say, "Stop it." You've got to begin with the Father. Well, that's the way he said to pray. When you pray, say, "Our Father." But if someone calls me Tom, sometimes they even say, "Hey, you," I'll turn around. So don't get too legalistic about how that ought to be done. All right. Is there anyone in here particularly that you feel you put a self-imposed curse in? Maybe not the same way, but maybe you said, "Stupid, you did it again." Or "Dummy," anyone? I think we'll take it with all of us. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I renounce, retract, disannul any self-imposed curse. When I call myself," you might say the word, "stupid, dumb, idiot, half-wit, lame brain, lazy, stinker, get out of me in the name of Jesus. All self-curses are broken." Cough. And now the ones that you cough, "idiot, stupid, lame brain, half-wit, one lung," cough, 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 cough. Good. Thank you, Lord. Now, I asked the question the other time, but I'll ask it again. How many of you know what your so-called zodiac sign is? For your birthday, you know, like Cancer, Sagittarius, etc., etc. All right. If you know too much, you shouldn't know that. That's not our kingdom. That's the devil's kingdom. Well, how many of you have ever seen a Ouija board? Incriminate yourself. Mm-hmm. How many have ever played with one? Most of you that raised your hand. Say, "Heavenly Father, please forgive me for turning from you to Satan when I became involved in the occult, such as," and you can softly say what you've done occult. You might be in a Ouija board, palm reading, seance, add to this, and anything else that I knowingly or unknowingly did. That was a cult. A cult is of the devil. I demand. A cult spirits, get out of me in the name of Jesus. Okay, a cult spirits, you know your name. You move, you move, you move, you move. You cough, and you cough, and cough, and cough, and cough, and cough, and cough. Good, good. Now, every demon's come out, get out of here, get off of this property. I was casting out demons at Tennessee, Georgia. I used to have college kids, high school kids, and the little babies and children. By the way, is there anyone here that's pregnant? Don't you be concerned about it. You're covered by the blood. Nothing can bother that little one. They're as much protected as anyone here. But I was casting demons out of college kids, and all of a sudden I saw things that they come out from the aisles like this, and they go straight down the thing and come right at me. I nearly stepped aside, came right at me like this, and then he went out through the wall. They were demons. The Lord let me see the group. And it was like, I don't know. They're just black things out of the aisle, down there, right at me, but they'd come like this and then go out through the side walls. That amused me. After it was over with, I said, Lord, we're better protected than we know about. And what we don't know sometimes might be the best. All right. If you have any books that you've read by Gene Dixon, Arthur Ford, the Edgar Cayce, Ruth Montgomery, burn them. If you have any other books that are psychic or occult, or, of course, if you've got any Playboy or the other kind, burn them. Beware of any books like, anything that can be considered occult, be sure you burn it. There are a lot of kids' toys. These Transformers, demonic. When they change from a car into a monster, they are demonic. You say, how do you know that? Let me tell you by experience. That lady called us. She was scared half out of her wits. She said, please come. I've heard about you. I've got to have help. I said, wait a minute, lady. Tell me what. Do you know who you're talking to? Yeah, you're Tom Hodgson? Yeah. Well, I just saw demons, and they were looking at me. And so we went over. She said she had been watching the television, went to sleep on the lounge, and the steps, she's on a tri-level house. Steps up, main floor, steps up. She woke up and looked, and here was a demon. He was kind of on the steps like this, leaning on the steps, staring at her. And she said she blinked her eyes, so it'd go away. She said, no, I'm awake. And she kept looking at it and kept looking at her. Slowly stepped off the lounge and then started running, and the demon chased her. She got in the kitchen. She was screaming and hollering for her husband. He was dead asleep upstairs. She got there. Finally, when she came to the wall, she turned on the thing and hollered, Jesus, or something, and the demon just, and was gone. So she came over, and I said, lady, there has to be something in your house that gives the demons the right to be in your house. There's some of you here I'm talking to. If demons appear in your house, they're usually familiar spirits. Grandma, grandpa, people who lived there before, someone who died in the house, other ways. But when you see ghosts, they're usually familiar spirits. They have a right to be in that house. Articles hanging on the wall, occult things, statues, pictures, and you must get rid of those things. If you cast the demons out of the house, they have to go, but within 24 hours and come back, because you still got the object to let them in to begin with. Are you hearing me? You know what I'm talking about. So check it. Pray about it. Ask God about it. Beware of things you bought in foreign countries. Aztec calendars from Mexico are terrible. Many chess sets from Mexico are demonic. They are of the Aztec gods. Things that you got, witch doctors, so many things. Pray about it, ask God to show you, and don't spare the price. Don't give them away. Don't give your problems to other people. Destroy them. And don't bury them in your backyard. They won't do it. So destroy them, break them up, and get rid of them. All right? So be careful of the things you have. Get rid of all frogs. Now we've learned that this week. And owls. Owls are creatures of darkness. Frogs are creatures of darkness. Other objects. You can find them. You can pray about them and ask God to show you. Now, if you've ever been involved in any... Oh, the martial arts. Karate, Kung Fu, the rest of them. All martial arts are demonic. And the demons come into the person who practiced them or who watched them. I give you several illustrations, but I don't have time. But karate and the rest of the arts, they began in the Far East. Eastern religions, they started them, they began them, and they tainted them. You can bring them to here. We even have what's called, quote, Christian karate. Sometimes I wonder how dumb we can be. And I stood right next to the champion karate, the man who's a champion, he's black brother, champion karate, the karate champion of the world. Tall, good-looking brother. Brother married a beautiful black woman, and they were in our church. I sat close to him. I didn't feel I should go up and say, look, and talk him out of it. But I hope the time will come. If you think of me, pray for me, that I can sit down with that brother and talk to him about it. Hope he'll accept it. But he's born again, spirit-baptized Christian, I think. And he's the world's champion karate. Now, if you've had it, well, let's do this, everyone. Don't teach your little self protection and so forth by karate and those other things. I have friends that do that. And they say, oh, Tom, a little kid like that, demons go to anybody, any sign. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the martial arts as being the demonic. My protection comes through the name of Jesus. I command that any demons that came to me related to the martial arts get out in Jesus' name. Take demons out of the hands, out of the body, out of the feet, out of the earth. You move. Cough. And get out of here in Jesus' name. Good. Now, it's better to do that than have a few people raise their hand and embarrass them. Drugs. Everyone's in the name of Jesus. Renounce a demon of addiction. And addiction. Now, you can be a housewife who went on valium because of nerves or other things. My wife went on prednisone, cortisone, Altamont, other things, and she had to withdraw and cast the demons out of her because she had lupus and Raynaud's disease. And they like to got her when she's coming off of those drugs and things. All right. I renounce all spirits of drugs that came into me. Whether from prescription drugs or in other ways. Get out of me in Jesus' name. All right, first addiction we get you all by yourself. Addiction, move. Cough. Addiction to drugs, cough. And now the cough. Good. Every demon that came out, get out of here, get off this property in Jesus' name. Now, if you've been in any religions that were cult, C-U-L-T, like Christian Science, which is not Christian, it is not scientific. Jehovah's Witness, my associate pastor, lady stayed with him overnight that we were working with, the middle of the night, shacked it up, and he went up there and said, say your name, demon. The demon said, Jehovah Witness. And he cast out a demon of Jehovah Witness. Because they do not claim that Jesus Christ is our Savior and that His blood cleanses from all sin. Beware about letting them in your house. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It's bad. Or Mormonism, reincarnation, Rosicrucian, unity, Unitarian, Baha'i theosophy, science of the mind, regards what they may be. Say in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. For becoming involved in any cult that denied that Jesus is man's only Savior, and that His blood cleanses from all sin. I do not have to know your name. Every cult spirit that ever came into me, get out in the name of Jesus. Cult spirits, you move, cough. Cough. Good. All right. Out of here. Stand for a moment. We've got a few more. No. I'm just having you stand to stretch. I know what it's like to sit there for a couple hours and dead end, kid. Stretch if you want. And then have a seat. Be seated. We won't take long, but I've got a little bit more we must get. Have a seat. All right. Say in the name of Jesus. I renounce a legion spirit of fear. And fear of darkness. Dying. Failure. Success. Insanity. Cancer. Sickness. Sex. Marriage. Insanity, water, drowning, high places, closed places, claustrophobia, fear of poverty, fear of the devil, fear of demons, fear of deliverance, fear of people, fear of being alone, and any other fear that I do not now remember. Get out of me now. Okay, legion spirit, fear, cough. fear of drowning, fear of water, fear of failure, fear of success, fear, 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 insanity, cancer, sickness, in Jesus' name. Water, drowning, high places, claustrophobia, fear of flying on airplanes, in the name of Jesus. Move. Poverty, 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 in the name of Jesus. Good. Now, don't feel well. I don't think they all went out. If you command them to leave, I believe this. We can take fear and demand in the name of Jesus, every demon of fear, come together. You move out. And I believe it's possible we can take them all at once. But the other is more for you than it is for us. For deliverance, you wouldn't have to call. But it helps your faith and it gives you something to do, by the way. Say in the name of Jesus. I renounce all spirits of lying, exaggeration, half-truth, white lie, spoken deceit, and like kinds. Get out of the mind, out of my tongue, in Jesus' name. Okay, lying, move, cough, exaggeration, cough, white lies, cough, spoken deceit, cough, and then cough. Good. Out of here, off this property. Say in Jesus' name. I renounce a judgmental spirit, a critical spirit, and gossip. Get out. Now, judgmental spirit from the mind, move, cough. Criticism, cough. Gossip, cough. Good. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all spirits of whoredoms, such as auditory, love of the world, love of position, love of social standing, love of money or manna, love of food, idolatry, adoration, and like kinds of spirits. Get out of me now. You know your name, demon. It was called whoredoms and the like. You move, cough. And cough, love of money, manna, love of position, and again, idolatry, food, idolatry, cough. Good. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Say in the name of Jesus. I renounce all perverse spirits, such as sex perversions, lust, incest, adultery, rape, fornication, homosexual, lesbian, and there are some here who have lesbian spirits, bisexual, oral sex, bestiality, frigidity, masturbation, evil imaginations, fantasy lust, pornography, and like spirits. Get out of me now. Okay, perverse spirits, move, cough, lust, cough, and lesbian, homosexual, oral sex, bisexual, bestiality, frigidity, and again, cough, masturbation, get out of the hands, in the elbows, up, cough. I need to go back to that one. Masturbation gets in the hands, because you use the hands, and we'll help everyone. In the name of Jesus, again I renounce the spirit of masturbation. Get out of my hands, out of my mind, go to my throat, get out of my mouth. Now, move, cough, and cough. Good. Get out of here, get off this property. In Jesus' name. Don't ever tell your children that they go crazy if they masturbate. It makes you a liar. Tell them the truth about it. Show them the Bible is against it. And God doesn't want it. And you can't lie to your kids and get very far with them. They'll find it out sooner or later. Say in Jesus' name. Renounce all spirits of rejection. Fear of being rejected. Fear of not being accepted. Self-rejection, self-hate, and like kinds of spirits. Get out of me now. Rejection, you're first. You move, move, move. Cough. Not being accepted. Self-rejection. Self-hate. Again, again, again. Good. Get out of here and say in Jesus' name. Renounce all spirits of guilt. Self-condemnation. Self-accusation. And like spirits, get out of me. Now. All right, guilt, you first. You move, move, cough. Self-condemnation, self-accusation, and again. Good. You demons that came out, get out of here. Get off this property in Jesus' name. Say in Jesus' name, renounce all spirits of insecurity. Inferiority. Anybody bite your nails? Nail biting. Thumb sucking. Smoking. Nerves. Nervous habits. Tension. Anxiety. Worry. Frustration. Apprehension. Fear of exposure. Get out of me. Now. All right, demons. Move, move, move. Cough, insecurity, inferiority, nail biting, thumb sucking, nerves, tension. You move. Frustration, move. Worry, move. Apprehension, move. Fear of exposure, move. We still have some fear of exposure in here and in here. What that is, you're afraid somebody will find out some things about you. Some are afraid that we find out to be. Have been homosexual or the other, but we have some of it, both sides. Everyone, in Jesus' name, I renounce fear of exposure. Get out of me. Now. Move, move, move. Cough. And again, cough. Good. Say in the name of Jesus, renounce all spirits of rebellion. Defiance. Obstinate spirit. Stubbornness. Get out of me. Now. Rebellion. Cough. Defiance. Cough. Obstinate spirit. Cough. Stubbornness. Cough. Get out of here in Jesus' name. All right. I hate to take it this fast, but it's better than not to do it, I think. Now, spirits of infirmity. Say in the name of Jesus. I renounce all deaf and dumb spirits. Epilepsy. Seizures. Lunatic spirit. Insanity. Now I'll start to mention some of the infirmities. Virus. Infections. Ulcers. Fungus. Asthma. Sinus. Hay fever. Arthritis. Allergies. Anemia. We have a number of you here with anemia. Tired blood. Bone tired. Too tired to put one foot in front of the other. Weakness. Exhaustion. Fatigue. Now, any mononucleosis here at all? Anybody with it? All right, if I haven't called one that you have, call yours out. Boils, yes, ma'am. Yes, we called anemia. Yes. Yes, deaf and dumb. Loss of hearing. Now add to this. And any other spirits of infirmity. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Get out in Jesus' name. All right, spirits of infirmity, you start moving. Move, move, move. Cough. 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 Virus. Infections. Ulcers. Fungus. Asthma. Hearing. Blind. Jesus. Tired blood. Exhaustion. Tiredness. Fatigue. In the name of Jesus. Out of here. In Jesus' name. All right. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, I ask if there's... My. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Renounce all spirits of confusion, disorientation, discombobulation, which is complete confusion. Take two fingers. Tap your neck. Say, come under my fingers and out of my mouth. Now. Go to the fingers, go to the mouth. Cough. And cough. And cough. Good. Get out of here. Get out. Out of here, off of this property in Jesus' name. I have you do that because sometimes a spirit of confusion is too confused to come out. But they'll know when you do that. Say in Jesus' name. Renounce all spirits of anger, temper, rage, violence, murder, wrath. Get out of me now. Okay, anger, you're the first of the bunch. You move. Cough, temper, rage, violence, murder, wrath. Move. Good. Now the Bible says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And give you an illustration. Let's say if on Monday you get angry at your wife, your husband, your kids, somebody. First you say to God, Lord, I'm sorry I lost my temper. Please forgive me. Then you say to the person you offended, I'm sorry I lost my temper. Even though if you know good and well that you're right in doing it, and it's the only way you can stop the situation, you still ask forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and forgive us our sins. God says, give no place to the devil. If you don't ask forgiveness on that day before the sun goes down, and it's literally then. He didn't say before midnight. He said before the sun goes down, if you don't do it, then you leave yourself wide open. And what happens? You'll probably do it the next day. And what happens? Probably the next. The demon of anger and wrath is sitting there programming you. You do it. The demon says, boy, a couple more times and I am back in again. Short accounts of all sin. Particularly on wrath. Get it settled that day. Don't go to bed. When my wife and I first got married, before we even knew about deliverance, we had a rule that we would never go to bed until we asked forgiveness of whatever it might be, kissed each other, at least before we went to sleep. We never went to bed holding bad feelings toward the other person. I don't know how we learned that, but the Lord was merciful, I guess, somehow. Well, there's so much more, but we got to quit. Thank you. Say in the name of Jesus. I renounce the spirit of death. Get out. In the name of Jesus. All right, death, move. Cough. And cough. Get out of here. Get off this property in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. All right, we took those four, we'll take them again. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all religious spirits. Get out of my feet, out of my hands, out of my tongue, out of my mind, out of my body. Now, religious spirits, move. Cough and cough and cough and cough and cough. Get out in Jesus' name. You may have wondered about why we took them to other places. You can be religious in doing this. I'm not saying that's religious. But many times a religious spirit overdoes religious things. Instead of being, you know, ordinary, they overdo it. It's too much of that particular thing. All right. Say in Jesus' name. I renounce all spirits of legalism. And they're sure in here. Get out of me. Now. Legalism, you know your name. Move. Cough and cough. Good. Get out of here. Get off this property. Out in Jesus' name. Say in Jesus' name. I renounce the spirit of Antichrist and of another Jesus. You can have both of them in the same time. Get out. Now. Antichrist. Cough. Another Jesus, cough. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. All right. There are others. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus cast those demons out of me through the power of his name
He shed blood on the cross. The anointing and leadership of the Holy Spirit. I submit to you and rededicate my life, all that I have, all that I will ever be. I submit my spirit, soul and body, mind, emotions and will, hearing and seeing, smelling, tasting, touching. All that I have, I submit to you. And by faith, according to the Word of God, as taught in Ephesians chapter 6, I now put on the whole armor of God so that I may be able to stand against the tricks and wiles of the devil. I put on the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all and over all, I take the shield of faith. And with the shield of faith, I should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I put on the helmet of salvation. I then take the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, watching thereunto with all prayer and supplication, praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues, but let me ask you, is there anyone here, you know you're born again, you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Would you raise your hand? All right. Anyone else you would like to receive right now? All right, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Best time in the world is cast the demons out, and then the Holy Spirit has much freer access to come in. All right, this young lady. Good. We're going to help these. Now you hear God's word. God says, Jesus said, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now it's Jesus who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches that. So we're going to ask him to do it. If you ask him to do it, he will do it. Sometimes people have tongues with a playback or with the tongues coming out. But we're going to pray that as if you'd never had it. Then these who want it will ask for it. If you have tongues and you only have about two words and it kind of bothers you, you know it ought to be more, expect more along with this. All right, everyone. Heavenly Father,
I ask you
that Jesus will baptize me with the Holy Spirit, with the Bible evidence of speaking in tongues. You said if I would ask,
I would receive.
Therefore, I thank you
that Jesus just baptized me
with the Holy Spirit. I want to praise you in my heavenly language, referred to as tongues. In Jesus' name, now let's begin to praise him. Javono na mahiti ara ba kova sata be. Javono na mahiti ara bieta andara be. Let me help you. Sabara ba kira be sing. Just pray right out loud. Ibova sata ara ba ye. Jan na ara ba kota. Habon na ara be ve. You just begin to pray, sweetheart, and it'll come. Imo shaga. La shaga ke. That's right. Come on na veto. O kova sabin. Jan da ba se. Just take it out. Shabo. Javin. Jamin na mori. Kabadolo Vatavin Javanana Moko Valeration. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Let me warn you. Here's a husband, here's a wife, or here's a husband, wife, children. If you go along and one of them slips, don't turn to them and say, I thought you got that one cast out. You may need mercy. So extend mercy. Don't say to someone, well, may have been cast out, but it sure got back in again. No way. Walk in it. Remember the L treatment. And the Lord bless you and eat. And that's before we go to eat.
This concludes the afternoon service.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.